save big money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are playing as Sir Croakington, and we are at Kerthal Wise, which is in northwest Helsa. The steep, stacked hill known as Kerthal Wise was once home to the magnificent Library of Longlight. The library was built and maintained by a brotherhood of monks. The height of its splendour contained perhaps the largest collection of holy and arcane texts to be found in the realms. However, in the face of the increasing danger they crept into and taken hold of the stone hills over the centuries, the monks were ultimately forced to abandon the library, and it rapidly fell into ruin. The library still exists, but it is little more than a crumbling pile of stone. Most of the important books have either been looted or have rotted over the several hundred years since its abandonment. I guess they didn't use library binding, because otherwise they'd probably still be fine. Standing at the base of the hill, you spot several thin trails of smoke rising into the air from its summit. The location of the ruined library. Climb the hill to the ruined library. You reach the summit of Kerthal Wise and discover that a small group of labourers are in the beginning stages of attempting to restore the massive library. A priest named Jorispur is heading up the project and welcomes you warmly. Jorispur tells you he's personally taking up the task of rebuilding the ruined library, hoping to restore it to its former glory, and are once again making it the centre of learning and enlightenment. Well, I approve, because libraries. It's not an impossible dream, as some city said, but it's made all the more difficult by the peril that walks in these hills. You learn that because of the abundance of different goblin clans to be found in the Stone Hills, it's been exceedingly troublesome to find people willing to join his small workforce. There's an ISO I can use here, but that will be later. Speak further on this matter with Jorispur. Jorispur tells you that just a week ago, the Restoration attack was waged by a mixed band of goblins. You learn the goblins killed one labourer and made off with three ancient books that Jorispur has brought with him from Talanus to serve as centrepieces for the library when it was finally restored. Maybe you took them overly hastily. These texts contain a wealth of arcane knowledge, he says. In the wrong hands, such knowledge could be put to ill use. Well, I dare say I don't know what use goblins will make of them, unless the goblins work on behalf of some more sinister entity. Jorispur tells you that he suspects the goblins are in the employ of someone or something else. Something that has a purpose, most likely a wicked one, for the ancient books. There were mountain goblins and cave goblins in the band that attacked us. He says, I'm not particularly versed in goblindom, but this seems an odd assortment to be working in unison. Some greater powers united them, I would think. Though I shudder to think what that might be. Continue speaking with Jorispur. Jorispur says that as long as the goblins are left unchecked to raid the restoration site, work would be slow as it would be difficult to recruit labourers for the project. He also expressed a strong desire to somehow retrieve the stolen tomes. Those ancient books are beyond any estimable value, he says gloomily. I fear that whoever or whatever has taken possession of them will likely have its goblin henchmen return to look for more. I only wish there was a way I could somehow get the books back and prevent such ways in the future. I have prayed for guidance on this very point. I'm here. Offer to search for the books. Jorispur's face visibly brightens when you offer to search for the three missing books. He thanks you for your kindness and says he will pray for your safety as you undertake what he feels will be a mission fraught with danger. Ridding the hills of the wicked creatures would, of course, be welcome, he says, though my primary concern remains the lost books. I fear the knowledge they contain could serve to further the dire plans of some less than scrupulous soul. You bid him farewell and tell him he will make every effort to find the stolen books and return them. The steep, jagged hill known as Kirthal Wide. Yeah, well, we've already read this. Right, embark on the search for the missing books. You make your way through the stone hills, exploring the rugged terrain that surrounds Kirthal Wise. There's a link for that. The steep, jagged hill known as Kirthal Wise was once home to a magnificent Longlight Library. The library contained a vast collection of holy and arcane texts, as maintained by a brotherhood of monks. Over the centuries, the area became increasingly dangerous, and the library long ago fell into ruin. Now abandoned, it serves as a stark reminder of a less perilous age. Right, picking a number, bonus of 23. 4 from luck, 19 from woodmanship, pick now. 64. Your search through the hills does not turn up any evidence of missing books, but late one morning, as you're moving through a thin stretch of wood, you suddenly find yourself confronted by an unwelcome sight. 3 mountain goblins, their crude array of cruel weapons at the ready, suddenly rush out of the brush and surround you. You're quickly surrounded by the savage creatures. It's 3 mountain goblins. There's a link for those. These are mountain goblins. These are amongst the toughest of all goblin breeds. These savage, barbaric goblins despise not only humans, but all other goblin types as well. So something must be up if they're working with cave goblins. Begin combat. The mountain goblins attack you viciously, brutal blow for 5 damage, and I swing my club and they are slain. 5 XP and 2 gold. With the body of your enemies littering the ground at your feet, you spend a few moments catching your breath before once again continuing on your way. Continue with your search. Same check again. 78. Your search through the hills does not turn up any evidence of the missing books, but late one afternoon, as you're passing out of the small rocky valley, you suddenly find yourself confronted by an unwelcome sight. 4 cave goblins, their crude array of cruel weapons at the ready, suddenly rush out of the brush and surround you. You're quickly surrounded by the savage creatures. Cave goblins this time. Cave goblins, like most other goblins, are cruel, savage race of demi-humans who thrive upon deceit, murder and chaos. Cave goblins are somewhat akin to Shay goblins, although they are larger and stronger. As their name suggests, they prefer to dwell in large caves and will fearlessly defend their lairs against any and all threats. Although they prefer the dark, unlike their Shay goblin queen, these foul creatures are not completely averse to the light of the sun. This generally makes them a wider-ranging and bolder enemy. The majority of cave goblins live in sizable clans, though the larger and stronger the breed often choose to strike out on their own, seeking out a solitary and cruel existence in some dark corner of the world. These malevolent creatures share with all of goblindom a deep hatred for humanity and all that it represents. All it represents? All it represents? Every single thing. Well, that's impressive. I mean, being hating so consistently. 4 cave goblins, begin combat. They claw at you viciously and they are slain. 5 XP. Terrible loot, 10 gold. With the bodies of your enemies littering the ground at your feet, you spend a few moments catching your breath before once again continuing your way. Continue with your search, same check again. Alright. Your search through the hills does not turn up any evidence of the missing books, but early one morning, as you're passing out of the thin stretch of wood, you suddenly find yourself confronted by an unwelcome sight. Three mountain goblins, their crude array of cruel weapons at the ready, rush out of the brush to surround you. Quickly surrounded by the savage creatures, three mountain goblins. They attack you viciously, and they are slain. 5 XP, terrible loot, 11 gold. Alright, yeah, and it seems to be just continuing as normal. Here's 5 cave goblins. Alright, bash them. They are slain. Continue to search. 5 XP. 5 mountain goblins. Early, that was early one morning. Some loot and 5 XP, but the loot is all terrible. Continue the search. Let's check again. 4 cave goblins. Late one afternoon. I think it's just randomized when you find them. And those are defeated. 4 XP. To check. 3 cave goblins. Alright, just doing it quickly. 3 XP, generic loot. To check. 3 mountain goblins. Just going to quick combat those. 5 XP. To check. 5 mountain goblins. Finish them off with the battle wage. 5 XP. Check. 4 cave goblins. Quick combat. Next off, 5 XP, 2 gold. And next up is 6 cave goblins. Ooh. Maybe they're starting to group together now. Or it's just a coincidence. The Claw of the Efficiency, they are slain. 5 XP, continue on your way. 5 cave goblins, nah. Some loot. Early one morning, at the edge of a dense thicket, you come upon what you've been searching for. A settlement of goblins. This large group of goblins includes both cave goblins and mountain goblins. You observe the settlement from a distance and count 14 of the vile creatures. Well, good for them that they're getting along, but bad for everyone else that they're getting along. Anyway, attack the goblin settlement. Continuing to observe the 14 goblins moving out settlement, you begin to determine your next course of action. Now, I have a lot of different options I can take now. They're all at level 40. I've got illusion, gating, necromancy, necromancy, elementalism, telekinesis, archery, woodsmanship, and thievery. Or I could just charge in. Alright, so I'm going to use random.org. I'm going to ignore the just charge in because that will just consist of a series of fights. Generate number one. We're going to use illusion. It succeeded. Your well-crafted illusion of a group of humans passing within sight of the goblin settlement produces the desired results. Within a matter of moments, half the goblins have rushed out of the camp in pursuit of the now fleeing humans. I think I've just saved their lives. Oh well, I'll kill them later. The remaining goblins in the settlement are now aware of you and quickly find yourself fighting for your life against the entire cruel lot. Utilising its terrain to your advantage, you position yourself to face only one of the goblins at a time. You firmly plant your feet and square off against your savage foe. I'm not sure where I've got. Maybe there's just a narrow gap between two goblin huts or something like that. Cave goblin, 1 of 7. They claw at you viciously. 2 XP. You step back from the body of slain goblin, prepare to engage the next of the vile creatures. Cave goblin, 2 of 7. That is slain for 2 XP. You step back from the body of slain creature, prepare to engage the next of the vile creatures. Cave goblin, 3 of 7. And 2 XP for that. Mountain goblin, 4 of 7. Yeah, mixing them up. Cave goblin, 5 of 7. I'm guessing the mountain goblins were... Well, it's hard to say. Well, who knows? We don't know what the ratio between mountain and cave goblins were. 120 XP to general. A thorough search of the settlements produces no sign of any books. Dismayed at this turn of events, but happy you've at least put an end to this particular menace, you decide to once again set off in pursuit of the remaining goblin clans and the missing tomes. After some wandering, you find yourself back at the base of Kerthal Wise. Alright, let's heal up a bit and then search for some more books. So far, you've managed to find and destroy one goblin settlement. Alright, I guess that means there's a limited number of them to find. Alright, just to check. Three mountain goblins, just going to quick combat them. Finish them off with some battle wage. Continue search, just to check. Three cave goblins, quick combat. Six cave goblins. Quick combats, five XP. Three mountain goblins. And five XP and two gold. Picking a number. 70 is three mountain goblins. Pick a number again. 25, six cave goblins. I think the amount of goblins you face doesn't depend on the number. I think you have to get past 100 to find a settlement. Because apparently they're quite well hidden. And they're in a rather large area. Four cave goblins. For those. Oh, some hide boots to sell later. 48, three mountain goblins. That's five XP. 116, yes. Late one afternoon in an area of rocky hills, you become what you've been searching for, a settlement of goblins. This large group of goblins includes both cave goblins and mountain goblins. Apparently, they haven't heard of the destruction of the first settlement and decided to fall upon each other. He's like, You didn't guard enough! You didn't guard enough! Oh, that's it, I'm angry! I am also angry! Well, since we've got all these weapons out, we might as well start fighting. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah! Oh, bugger, we're all dead now. They haven't done that yet. Maybe later.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You observe the settlement from a distance and count 19 of the vile creatures attack the goblin settlement. Alright, it's the same checks as the first one. So, I'm just going to use random.org to give me a clue. It's number 3, necromancy. Ooh, succeeded. 16 XP to necromancy. Channeling your power of necromancy, you manage to raise the skeletal remains of 6 whole soldiers who perished here in a battle against forest trolls over 200 years ago. The undead soldiers rush into the settlement and lay into the horrified goblins, slaying half of them before at last being taken down. The remaining goblins in the settlement are now aware of you, and you quickly find yourself fighting for your life against the entire cruel lot. Utilising the terrain to your advantage, you position yourself to face only one of the goblins at a time. You plant your feet and square off against your savage glow. Mountain Goblin 1 of 9. You step back from the body of the slain goblin, prepare to engage the next of the vile creatures. Cave Goblin 2 of 9. Alright, Mountain Goblin 3 of 9. That's 3 XP there. My Goblin 4 of 9. Finish off with the Battle Wage, 2 XP. Cave Goblin 5 of 9. 2 XP. Mountain Goblin 6 of 9. 2 XP. 7 of 9. 8 of 9. 3 XP. The last goblin falls dead at your feet. A thorough search of the settlement produces no sign of any books. dismayed at this turn of events, but happy you've at least put an end to this particular menace, decide at once to set off again in pursuit of the remaining goblins and their missing tomes. After some wandering, you find yourself back at the base of Kirthalwise. Back to searching for one heel. Back to searching for the books. Keep going. Two settlements destroyed. Six cave goblins this time. Just clicking the searching button over and over again until we find something new. 105. Got lucky and found another settlement. Late one morning, in an area of rocky hills, you've come upon what you've been searching for. A settlement of goblins. This large group of goblins contains both cave goblins and mountain goblins. You observe the settlement from a distance and count 14 of the Firequeen attack. Alright, do the check. It's the same list of options as before. Random.org. Number 8, Thievery. 6x speed to Thievery. Slinking through the outskirts of the goblin settlement, you manage to isolate and, utilizing a variety of effective methods, slay half of the cruel creatures without being seen. What methods could I have used? Did I use a blowpipe with vicious poison? Did I do the sneaky decapitation? Did I knock down one of the goblins' houses while they were inside it? Did I throw a badger in? No, throwing a badger in there is a woodsmanship sort of thing. Thievery. Did I use a bolt sling? Although they're technically illegal, but who notice? It's not like the goblins are going to say anything because of the whole being dead and being goblins thing. But, Oh, well. The remaining goblins in the settlement are now aware of you, and you quickly find yourself fighting for your life against the entire cruel lot. Utilising your terrain to your advantage, you position yourself to face only one of the goblins at a time. Cave Goblin 1 of 7. They claw at you viciously. On to the next one. Mountain Goblin 2 of 7. And next one. Cave Goblin 3 of 7. Keep going. Mountain Goblin 4 of 7. Keep going. Cave Goblin 5 of 7. Mountain Goblin 6 of 7. The last of the goblins falls dead at your feet. I've only fought 6, but 7 are dead. I guess the last one had a heart attack. A thorough search of the settlement produces no sign of any book. Dismayed at this turn of events, you decide you've at least put an end to this particular menace. You decide to once again set off in pursuit of the remaining goblin clans and the missing tomes. You've turned and taken less than 10 steps from the settlement when a low but audible voice from behind startles you. Off already? This is a sinister female voice. You turn to find yourself confronted by a green-haired, black-robed woman with a pale, almost pure white skin. Despite the oddness of her appearance, she is of remarkable beauty, though you sense the great evil lurks not far beneath the surface. Perhaps you're looking for these? She taunts, hissing cruelly as she waves her hand and 3 large leather tombs appear and hover before her. You're much too late, for I already perused them, though they were, as I had expected, mostly useless. The frightening woman waves her hand again. The books drop to the ground at her feet, replaced by a fist-sized ball of lightning that hovers in its place. The library holds many secrets. I show delight in learning, though, she hisses. For its books are not from where I hope to learn them. None of this concerns you, fool, for your meddling has come to an end. The woman thrusts her hands forward and a ball of lightning surges at you. So I've got three options. Telekinesis, fortification, or dodge, random.org. Tell me what to do. Number two, we're using fortification. Succeeded. 16 XP to fortification. The ball of lightning slams into your hastily erected magical shield and dissipates harmlessly. The green-haired, black-robed sorceress sneers as she moves forward to engage you, the tip of her fingers entwined with lightning. A green-haired sorceress. The only option is to kill her. The sorceress attempts to reach out and touch you with her crackling fingertips. Tines of blue lightning strike you as your energy unleashes a deadly energy attack. That's for 11 damage. Can I keep going? It is, as always, a 3+. It is slain. 68 XP. The green-haired sorceress collapses to the ground at your feet and expires. You watch in amazement as her body swivels until nothing but a fine dust remains in the spot where she fell. You are relieved to discover the three books formerly in her possession are lying on the ground, only a few yards away. Without delay, you pick them up and set out at once for Kerthal Wise. 512 experience to general. Jasper is visibly overjoyed and obviously relieved when you return bearing the three stolen leather tomes. He rushes up to you and gratefully accepts the books and then bows his head and mutters a lengthy prayer. He listens intently as you describe your victory over the three goblin settlements and commends you for your bravery and skill. He seems particularly interested in your description of the pale green-haired sorceress who is in possession of the book. In any event, I think I might now. I might have a bit more luck at getting some hands to pitch in up this way, he says. The Allfather only knows we certainly have enough work to do. You wish Jospar good luck on his restoration of the library and bid him farewell. If you're ever passing through this way, stop back and see how we're coming along, he calls after you. May the Allfather guide you safely on your travels. The long winding road leading up to the summit of Kerthal Wise and the library has recently seen much repair. It appears that Jospor's restoration efforts are proceeding as planned. I'm guessing that as far as in the game world, some time has passed between finishing off returning the books and now. Time enough for some library to be built. Visit the Library of Longlight. You're greeted by Jasper upon your arrival at the library, and he tells you it's something he urgently wishes to discuss with you. You learn that just yesterday, workers toiling in the west wing of the library discover a set of steps hidden beneath a thick stone slab. Jasper told you the slab was being replaced because of a large crack in it. When it was lifted up and slid to the side, the stairs were revealed. It was all we could do to put it back in place, though, he tells you. The ghoulish wails that rose up from the darkness of below was like nothing I've ever heard. Not my worst nightmares. Men nearby threw aside their tools and fled from the sounds soaring out of the shadows. Not surprisingly, you discover, since the incident, work has slowed, and none of Jorisbor's crew have returned to the West Wing. I'm not fearful of whatever lurks down there, he says. The Allfather has provided him with guidance and courage sufficient to tackle even that which is upon first encounter most fearsome. However, I believe there is perhaps something more to this. Jorisbor tells you he has, in some ancient texts, found several mentions of a lower level of the library. This fabled lower level is supposedly where the most valuable and sacred texts were kept many centuries ago, he says. The greatest of which is a book known only as the Tome of Ages. You learn the Tome of Ages, religious text, has been lost for centuries, and that John Spar believes strongly it must be somewhere on the newly unearthed lower level of the library. It is a weighty tome, to be sure, he tells you. It is easily hundreds of pages thick, and has a cover of solid silver. Contained within the ancient book are historical and spiritual passages upon which no leaving eye has gazed in perhaps 600 years. 600 years? Ooh. Is it still fine? Because, I mean, if it was in a proper library, in a functional library, I'm sure they'd be able to keep it in check. But the library's been ruined, and I mean, even for library-bound books, 600's a lot. But I guess there was a bit of magic. Jospor closes his eyes and seems to mutter a quick prayer. I'm hesitant to ask, but I must, for so great is the opportunity presented here, Sir Crokinton. Would you venture into the lower level? Would you venture into the lower level and see what is there to be found? If indeed the tome lies below, it must be restored to its proper place, here in the library, so we may learn what has for so long been lost to history. Agree to investigate the lower level of the library. Jorpor smiles and tells you he has every confidence that you will succeed. The tome is there, I have no doubt you'll be returning with it, so croakingly says. Jorpor leads you to the west wing of the library, and summons 6 men to lift and move aside the weighty stone slab, which has for so long concealed the forgotten lower level of Longlight. The slab is slid aside, and you find yourself staring down at a steep set of stone steps descending into darkness. Jospar wishes you luck, and again thanks you for accepting the task. The Allfather goes with you, Sir Crokinton, he says. So do my prayers. Jospar and the 6 men depart, leaving you alone on the western wing. Okay, I'm in a safe spot now. You stand in the west wing of the library, in the middle of which is the massive displaced slab of stone that has long hidden the stairs that lead down into Longlight's forgotten lower level. So from here, I can go into the lower level of the library, pay a visit to Jospor, or just leave the library and come back later. Pay a visit to Jospor. Jospar listens as you relate to him all you've discovered on the library's long-lived hidden lower level. That's nothing, because I haven't been yet. He tells you his prayers are with you. You must protect yourself at all costs, he says. My mind won't be at ease until you've safely returned here, once and for all. Now, do I want to... Okay, I'm going to stop now. In the next episode, we'll explore the lower level of the library. And if the book is to be found, we'll find it. And if we find it, we'll burn it to Jospor. And he will put it in pride of place in the soon in a game developer's sense, soon to be restored Library of Longlight. And also, once he's no longer worrying about what could be in the lower level, there's another book that we'll be able to show him, which will also go in the library. But anyway, I'm sorry that this is a bit of short, but I want to finish this episode before the end of the day. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.